her daughter-in-law, Frau Consul Elisabeth Buddenbrook, born Kröger, laughed the sputtering Kröger laugh and tucked in her chin as the Krögers did. She could not be called a beauty, but like all the Krögers, she looked distinguished. She moved with graceful deliberation and had a clear, well-modulated voice. People liked her and felt confidence in her. Her reddish hair curled over her ears and was piled in a crown on top of her head. And she had the brilliant white complexion that goes with such hair, set off with a tiny freckle here and there. Her nose was rather too long, her mouth somewhat small. Her most striking facial peculiarity was the shape of her lower lip, which ran straight into the chin without a curve. She had on a short bodice with high, puffed sleeves that left exposed a flawlessly modelled neck, adorned with a spray of diamonds on a satin ribbon. The consul was leaning forward in his easy chair, rather fidgety. He wore a cinnamon-coloured coat with wide lapels and leg-of-mutton sleeves, close-fitting at the wrists, and white linen trousers with black stripes up the outside seams. His chin nestled in a stiff choker collar, around